We'll say this week we have the privilege to be able to read Parshas Ekev. And the Torah begins with a seemingly straightforward and simple pasuk. Vayo Ekev tishmaun asamishpatim ha'ila u'shmartem va'asisem osam. And it will be Ekev, it will be if you will listen to the mishpatim, to these laws, to these statutes, to shmart them, and you will keep them, va'asisem, you will guard, or shmart them, you will guard them, asisem, you'll perform them. V'shamar Hashem Elokech halacha asabris v'asachasel shanishpa la'avosecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem, your God, will guard for you the covenant and the chesed that he has sworn to deliver already to your forefathers. So this is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 7, verse 12. And again, on a seemingly basic level, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu is communicating to Klal Yisrael a very simple message. If you perform the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you perform the mitzvos, if you do what God asks of you, then ultimately the Ribono Shel Olam will honor his promises as well. But Rashi HaKadosh notes the use of the word Ekev. Ekev, remember, we translate it as the word heal, but it also, we translate it as the word if, but it also means heal. And Rashi says, like heel of the foot, and therefore Rashi says, V'haya ekev tishmon, im hamitzos hakalos sha'adam dash ba'akevav. That literally, with Moshe Rabbeinu was giving an embedded message, V'haya ekev tishmon. If you listen not just to the mitzos, but specifically the mitzvot that people trample on with their heels. What Rashi HaKadosh is highlighting is the idea that whether we admit it or not, we in our minds create classifications for mitzvot. There are things that are important, things that we have to do, and there are things of lesser importance, and those things of lesser importance sometimes get a bit trampled, sometimes get shuffled a bit to the side, and often don't get the attention, the due attention that they deserve. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that the key to success in our Yiddishkeit, the key to success in our Judaism, is not only being attentive to the big things, but it's also being attentive to the little things. And of course, those little things are subjective, because for some of us, I might not have a problem with Shabbos or Kashrus or Bris Milah, but I may have a problem with Lashon Hara, or with certain areas of tznius. So for each of us, those little things are subjective. Those little things are the areas in which we struggle with, in which we constantly struggle with, and often we relegate kind of to a back burner, secondary importance. And Rabbi Nachman comes along and says something quite beautiful. The Rebbe says, Ekev bechinas raglin. So Ekev, like Rashi HaKadosh pointed out, is Ekev is bechinas raglin, like the foot, the heel. V'hainu, so the Rebbe says something quite beautiful. Shetekashu as haTorah bilavavchem kol kach. When you embed the Torah in your heart to such a degree, achetishmu osa besocha akevim v'haraglin, shem bechimas hamamoshu regel. So the Rebbe says, the goal ultimately is to embed Torah in my heart to the point that I hear it in my heels, that I hear it in my feet. What is Rabbi Nachman saying? The Rebbe is teaching us a very important yisod, which is that Judaism is not simply something we practice, but it's something we are. It's part of the very fabric of our being. I'm not just a Jew and that's the identity of my, or that's my religion. I'm a Jew, that's my entire gestalt, that's my entire essence, that's the entirety of my persona, that I am a Jew, I am a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore says the Rebbe something truly amazing. The goal of the Jew is to have Torah so embedded in his heart that literally he hears it. He hears it in his feet. And that it's not just something that's in my heart and it's not just something that's in my mind, but it permeates the entirety of my being to literally, again, I can even feel it in my heels. I can even feel it in my feet. I feel it in every part of my body. It's like what David HaMelech said, Kol atzmosai tomer nehashem michamocha. Ribon Shel, my entire body calls out, who is like you? My entire being wants to connect with you. And I think we can link these two ideas. Because how do we get to Rabbi Nachman's level of literally even feeling Torah, feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our feet and our heels? And the answer is, again, like what Rashi HaKadosh said, by being attentive to the details. You know, this Shabbos we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it's amazing to think that we're on the cusp of another Rosh Hashanah, and another year has gone by. And we started out the year with many things we wanted to work on, many things we wanted to improve, many things we wanted to change, and hopefully we've all been matzliach in our respective areas. But I think for many of us, we struggle a lot of time with the same things. And very often, they're the little things. They're the little pieces of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are an ongoing issue, an ongoing challenge. And the way we justify sometimes not dealing with those things is they're not so major. or I'm so good in all of the other areas. In this particular area, I'm imperfect. No, I'm a human being. And it's true. We should give ourselves an incredible yashua. We should give ourselves an incredible pat on the back for the things we do well. And we should do positive reinforcement, not just with others, but also with ourselves. But this is also a time of year when we have to begin to take stock. And a time of year when we have to begin to do a cheshbon and a nefesh. And a time of year when we really have to think about our lives, the people we want to be, the lives we want to lead. And we have to think about the little things that sometimes we've been trampling on with our heels. The little things that we've neglected over the years. The little things that we have not been vigilant enough over the years. The little things that we have not been attentive enough to over the years. Now is the time to take those things that we often find crushed underneath our heels and underneath our feet, to pick them up, to dust them off, and to figure out, how can I be better? And if we're a little bit more attentive with the little things, with the Dvarim Sha'adam Dash Ba'akvav, the things that we trample on with our feet, if we're careful with those little things, then Emir Tashem will be able to reach Rabbi Nachman's level, to be able to hear the Torah with our heels, to be able to hear the Torah with our feet. On this Shabbos, Shabbos Mevarchim, we should be Zochem Yerza Hashem, to be able to recognize all the good that we have done, and to find the courage to be just a bit better with all of the little things in life. Wishing you all a wonderful, beautiful, and good Nerv Shabbos.